And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, and videos are up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. All the hottest podcasts are definitely up there on WGNPlus.com. Make sure if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media, and the YouTube page, the whole nine, all that stuff is there. Brand new week, we got a lot of stuff to cover, and on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now is the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com, Eric Davis. He now joins us, and he's fresh from Comic-Con San Diego 2015. Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
All right, so all right, you were just there, and I wish I could have been there. But what were the big hits and misses there at Comic-Con 2015?
I would say the big hits: Star Wars: The Force Awakens. You know, they didn't bring any footage really. They brought a behind the scenes sort of featurette that went online right after the panel. But the whole cast was there. It was great to see Luke, Leia, and Han, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, all together on stage. This is the first public appearance that all three of them have made together since filming The Force Awakens, so that was pretty special. And then afterwards, J.J. Abrams invited the entire Hall H, which is 6,500 people, to a Star Wars concert nearby. And so you should have seen this. So 6,500 people left Hall H and walked down to this concert, and everybody was given lightsabers, and it was just a really nice night. It was a beautiful night. So I say they won sort of for that. Also, other big panels, DC. You know, the Warner Brothers panel was huge. Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, both showed big footage, both showed big trailers. The cast were there. Both of those trailers are now online as well. So that was a really fun panel. And I would say, you know, the movie, though, that made the most noise, in my opinion, was probably Deadpool. They showed a trailer, a heavy R-rated trailer. You know, this is an R-rated superhero movie. Comes out in February. At the same weekend Kingsman came out. So yeah, it's going to have that sort of same violent, R-rated, darkly comedic feel to it, except it's a superhero movie. And Deadpool trailer was really funny and crazy, and people were chanting afterwards, play it again, and got the convention to play it again.
Wow.
So, yeah, that it had like a standing ovation. That was the one that really played, just played off the roof. Also, the Batman vs. Superman trailer received a standing ovation, too. Those were the two that people got up on their feet to cheer for. So, yeah, I would say those are the winners. Misses, you know, I would say the misses would be the movies that didn't really show up, you know, in terms of Comic-Con-esque movies. Pixels, the one with Adam Sandler, feels like a Comic-Con movie. You know, it's about game, you know, video game characters that come to invade Earth, but the movie wasn't there. Also, you know, no big screening of Ant-Man or anything. I thought Marvel was going to do a big screening of Ant-Man since it comes out this week, but they didn't do that. And, you know, so The Martian, Ridley Scott's The Martian with Matt Damon, you know, last year Interstellar was there with Christopher Nolan. So I thought maybe we might see, you know, The Martian make an appearance and really sell us on that one, but that wasn't there either. So, you know, I think studios played it safe this year. They brought the really big geek properties to Comic-Con and then whatever other movies kind of fit in around there. But all in all, it was a fun year. I had a good time. I thought it was good. The stuff that I saw looked great. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ant-Man not being there at Comic-Con. Do you think that's going to hurt the box office, the bottom line?
I don't think so. You know, and when I say it wasn't there, it had a presence. It had, you know, banners everywhere. The Ant-Man suit was on the Comic-Con floor. They had a bunch of toys, you know, all over the place. So Ant-Man kind of had a presence there. They just didn't have a panel or they didn't do anything special. You know, right now, I mean, the last numbers I saw last night, somebody said it was tracking for a $100 million opening. That would be monstrous. That would be huge for this movie. Over on Fandango, we have like a fanticipation meter that kind of tracks ticket sales as well as social buzz and all kinds of different places. It pulls in these statistics, and Ant-Man is at the top right now ahead of Minions. So I think it's still going to open pretty big. I'm curious to see how big it opens. But, you know, Paul Rudd is a very beloved actor. The movie is getting good reviews. It's a fun movie. I think it's their most family-friendly movie, so you can really take your kids to see it, you know, versus something like Avengers Age of Ultron, where you may be on the fence. Is this too violent for my kids? I think Ant-Man is great for the kids. So I think it could, if it gets the family-friendly boost, I think it could do really well.
Right, right. So, all right. On movies.com, you have an article about the movie Joy. And there's an actual trailer on there when you click on the actual story. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah, this is a new movie from director David O. Russell. So the same people that got together and made Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle, you know, David O. Russell, Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence, they all made this movie called Joy. And if you watch the trailer, it feels very much like those other movies. Jennifer Lawrence plays a real-life woman, a woman named Joy Mangano. She sort of came up with the idea for the Miracle Mop, helped turn that into a billion-dollar business. So it's sort of about her rise as a woman to kind of take over this business. It sort of takes you through four generations of women. And, it looks like a role that Jennifer Lawrence could be nominated for another Oscar. It's got that cool kind of awards-friendly hipness to the trailer. It's got a good vibe. It's got a Rolling Stones song in there that I really like. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. it just looks cool. It emotes coolness. And if you know David O. Russell, you remember American Hustle? That had some fun trailers with some fun music. And even Silver Linings Playbook, you know, David O. Russell really knows how to get music and really set a mood. And I expect this one to be along the lines of those two movies where they're darkly humorous, but they have some heart there. And they're about someone sort of struggling to achieve the American dream. All three of those movies are about that. And I think this one will be about that, too.
All right, we're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at fandango.com. New week of movies. What do we got opening this week?
Well, speaking of Ant-Man, we got Ant-Man. Here it comes. Marvel's latest movie follows on the heels of Avengers Age of Ultron. Sandwiched between Avengers Age of Ultron and Captain America Civil War comes out next May. Two gigantic movies. And Ant-Man feels smaller. It feels more personal, more intimate. It's a smaller story. It feels like one of those sort of early 2000 heist comedies, because essentially that's what it is. It's a heist comedy, you know, just put, you know, implanted into a superhero story. Paul Rudd is in it. He finds this suit. He's kind of a career criminal who finds a suit that allows him to shrink down to the size of an ant and gain superpowers. Of course, there's other people that want at that suit. There's other people creating their own suits. Michael Douglas is in it, Evangeline Lilly, Corey Stahl. Michael Pena is also very funny. He steals a lot of scenes that he's in. And all in all, it's just a fun, light time at the movies. You know, this isn't some heavy comic book film where you had to read all the comics growing up to understand all the different storylines. It's just a simple story. It's a personal story. It's a story that involves little kids. He has a young daughter in the movie, which is the first time we've really seen that play a part in a Marvel film before. So like I said, those elements kind of add to it being a good family-friendly movie. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was definitely something different. What I love most about this film is all the action sequences are different from one another. So it's not just good guy versus bad guy, good guy versus bad guy. You know, it's like good guy versus the elements, good guy versus another good guy. So all the action sequences are different, and they're fun to watch, and they're visually really cool. So I think it's an inventive movie, and I definitely recommend seeing it.
All right, great. And what else do we have?
We have Trainwreck. Trainwreck is for if you're going on a date and you're in a mood for something just filthy and raunchy and R-rated and hilarious and funny and got a lot of sex in it but got a lot of jokes in it. It stars Amy Schumer and Bill Hader. LeBron James is in it. He steals a lot of scenes, as does John Cena, the wrestler. And it's a Judd Apatow film, so he did the 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up. So think along the lines of that kind of comedy. But also Amy Schumer helped write the script. So it's got a lot of her humor in it, too. So if you're a big Amy Schumer fan and you can't stop laughing at anything she does, then you're going to really love Trainwreck. I happen to have a big thing for Amy Schumer. I think she's really funny. I laughed and laughed and laughed at this movie. A good date movie, but you and your date have to be ready for a little R-rated comedy, if you know what I'm saying. It doesn't play by the rules. It's a little dirty, a little dangerous, but it's got some heart, and it's honest, and it's relatable. So that's why I really like it.
Oh, well, I can always deal with a little bit of R-rated right there. Well, there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you follow him on Twitter as well. It's at Eric Davis. It's E-R-I-K Davis. Make sure you guys get out this Friday, see Ant-Man, and if you want to take your lady out for a date, make sure you go check out Trainwreck. Also, make sure you guys go to movies.com, check out the Joy trailer on movies.com, and if you've been up under a rock somewhere and you missed the Batman versus Superman trailer, or if you missed the the Suicide Squad trailer, all that good stuff is at movies.com. So make sure you guys go to movies.com, check that out. Go to Fandango if you want to pre-order tickets. Make sure you go there. A lot of stuff I'm throwing at you, but it's all good stuff. And Eric Davis, he's bringing it to you. So make sure you guys go there. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, guys.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.